That's Leif Vollebekk off the album New Ways and a tune called Blood Brother. It's 7 minutes past 4 o'clock on a Thursday afternoon. And as you know, on a Thursday, we introduce you to the wine of the week from Tops at Lifestyle. And here flying solo today is the lovely Valencia. Mabaza! How lovely to see you and to welcome you to the studio. And you bring with you a wonderful La Motte Sauvignon Blanc. Now, I mentioned to you and to anyone listening to the show earlier that I had been at a wine event last night.
Yes.
Which was wonderful. But I'm afraid I was a little three sheets to the wind, as they say in my culture. When you don't want to say I was as pissed as a newt. And I was saying, I suppose one should have anticipated it, being a wine event, and there was going to be no doubt tasting. And cut a long story short, I thought I would have a monstrous hangover this morning. Mm. And guess what? Not a thing.
Nothing.
So, for me, that would be the mark of a good wine.
Yes.
What is the ingredient in wine that causes the hangover?
If I can say that, some people, they will always say the one that can give you hangover will be the cheap wine.
Yeah.
Of which is not.
Okay.
I've been drinking wine since I was studying at Lifestyle Top. Some they said Robertson, the cheap one, but if you drink it, no, it doesn't.
No hangover.
But for me, I think it depends, and it also depends on you.
Okay, but I believe there's something with the sulfur in some wines that can give you a bit of a headache. It's a strange and complex thing.
Yes.
But I do know that a good wine tends not to kick you too hard.
No.
So let's talk about this one today, La Motte Sauvignon Blanc 2022. Tell us about this particular wine. What can one expect to be experiencing on the palate?
Today I'm doing the La Motte Sauvignon Blanc 2022, of which is a very good wine. Everybody, I'm sure they know about it. It's a nice wine that was owned by the family of Rupert, of which is R&R, like Rupert and Rothschild. I'm sure you are aware of that.
Yeah.
So they've been owned by them, of which they are very good winemakers.
Okay.
Yes.
Let's talk about the taste. I have in front of me, and I'm cheating here, but I always like to read the notes. Then we'll have a sip and see how accurate it is. So, on this La Motte Sauvignon Blanc 2022, one should experience expressive on entry, which on I would imagine means that when you have a sip, it gives you quite a scorp. Let's see. I'll do that right now. I mean, it's definitely wakes the palate.
Yes.
What you will experience is fresh winter melon, gooseberries, and distinctive lime flavors, all of which,
yes.
Now, whether it's auto-suggestion or not, I don't know, but
there
absolutely
is.
Right, eh?
And it's actually nice and soft on the palate.
Mm.
And just crispy. And you get that nice pear and some green apples on it.
So it has that winter fruit,
yes,
almost.
Yes.
Clean, crisp.
Fruity finish.
Somewhat invigorating. And it ends in a clean and fruity finish.
And fruity finish,
so
yes.
So if you like a wine that is as described, then this would be yours. Your choice of no doubt, Sauvignon Blancs, the La Motte would be right up there. What kind of price point are we talking about, Valencia?
It's a very good price. The price is 115 Rand.
Wow, that is surprisingly good.
115 Rand for that. It's very good. And we're going to be also tasting the same wine by the weekend from 12 to 2. At Tops Lifestyle.
Saturday and Sunday,
yes.
So if you would like to go along and experience what I have just experienced in the studio in terms of that winter melon, gooseberry, and distinctive lime flavor with a soft, crisp pear and green apple on the palate, ending in a clean and fruity finish, just the ticket for a an afternoon in Balito, yes, by the sea, I would suggest this is your wine.
Everything is there. Everything is there.
And available in good quantity at Tops at Lifestyle, Lifestyle, yes, right now. And this weekend is the tasting. Once again, my very special guest, Valencia. It's lovely to share a good glass of wine with you on a Thursday afternoon. I look forward to seeing you again in a week's time.
Thank you, Dev. We'll see you soon.
The wine of the week at Tops at Lifestyle. And here's the Four Seasons. Oh, what a night. December 63. Where were you?